Hello everybody, good to have you joining with us today for another wee message from the Word of God. Just with Tozer here and Tozer, A.W. Tozer, the book as well. Just want to read a little devotional to you from the pen of A.W. Tozer. Many people said that he was a 20th century prophet, and certainly he said many, many valuable and profound things. Even in his day, I think he passed away somewhere in the 1950s. So that's a long time ago, about 70 years ago he went to be with the Lord. And yet his writings are so up to date for the day and age that we are living in. This book's just called Renewed Day by Day, Daily Devotional Readings from A.W. Tozer. This is dated May the 12th, so it's a few days back. And it's taken from 2 John chapter 1 and verse number 7. And the text of scripture there says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh." Dog's licking me here, he's licking another biscuit. Here you go, Tozer. Oops, right. A bit of a hand on this. Here's what Mr. Tozer says, and this is so relevant for 2022, even in this province of ours, this day of easy believism, this day where everything is accepted in religious circles at face value. But sometimes we need to dig a little bit deeper. We need to go a little bit below the surface. And we certainly need to dig into the scriptures and see what the Word of God has to say. Listen to these words from A.W. Tozer. "Deception has always been an effective weapon and is deadliest when it is used in the field of religion. Our Lord warned against this when he said, 'Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.' These words have been turned into a proverb known around the world, and still we continue to be taken in by the wolves. There was a time, even in the 20th century, when a Christian knew, or at least could know, where he stood. The words of Christ were taken seriously. A man either was or was not a believer in New Testament doctrine. Clear, sharp categories existed. Black stood in sharp contrast to white. Light was separated from darkness. It was possible to distinguish right from wrong, truth from error, a true believer from an unbeliever. Christians knew that they must forsake the world. And there was, for the most part, remarkable agreement about what was meant by the world. It was that simple. The whole religious picture has changed. Without denying a single doctrine of the faith, multitudes of Christians have nevertheless forsaken the faith." Professing Christians, he means by that. "Anyone who makes a claim to having accepted Christ is admitted at once into the goodly fellowship of the prophets and the glorious company of the apostles, regardless of the worldliness of his life or the vagueness of his doctrinal beliefs. We can only insist that the way of the cross is still the narrow way." How true those words are. So much nowadays is taken at face value. If you say you're a Christian, and you say you believe, for the majority, that's all that really matters. But the Word of God certainly puts our faith to the test. And Jesus Christ makes it abundantly clear in the Gospels that he will not merely accept a profession of faith. He's looking for people that are born again, born of God, born of the Spirit, who enjoy and experience and evidence a new nature. The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." And we are living, sadly, tragically, in a day whenever worldliness and Christianity are brought together, but they do not mix. The Bible says, "He that is a friend of the world is an enemy of God." This world of ours crucified the Saviour. This world of ours still despises the things of God. The child of God is called to be different. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God bless you so much for listening, and we'll hopefully see you again very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Tozer as well. God bless you. See you soon.